Is the U.S. in a shooting war with another terrorist organization?
It certainly looks like that when you consider the fact that the Houthis have been firing rockets and everything they can get their hands on, missiles using drones, etc., at commercial vessels in the Red Sea. And they've also launched attacks against military vessels, some of which have been the U.S. in the Red Sea. The fact that the U.S. is retaliating and essentially going after their infrastructure in Yemen seems to suggest that this is happening. If you look at the fact that there have been strikes, in some cases, three or four, five strikes within a week, there's little doubt that there is definitely a tit-for-tat going on between the U.S. and this terrorist group.
JJ, can the Houthis be stopped from attacking commercial vessels on the Red Sea?
Well, at this point, it certainly doesn't look like it because of the way they're responding to the U.S. and the U.K. and all the other members of the coalitions, their attacks on their infrastructure in Yemen. They've been attacking radars and underground storage. They've been attacking launch sites. All of the capabilities that the Houthis have in Yemen, yet they continue to fire. Now, it's important to note that the kind of attacks that the Houthis have been launching since these attacks have taken place on their infrastructure have been far and away less than what they were doing before, but they still are launching these menacing, meddlesome attacks from Yemen.
Let's turn to Iran. What's eating or driving Iran? They've attacked U.S. troops in Iraq for a while, but they're attacking Pakistan and other neighbors.
Yeah, I've asked that question a couple of times within the last week or so, and certainly just today, of experts in several different countries. And they all say Iran is very nervous right now. It's upset right now, in part because of what took place. You know, ISIS attacked on the anniversary of the death or the burial of General Qasem Soleimani, and something like 80-some were killed. And that was an embarrassment to them. And they felt that as though ISIS has been getting shelter and cover from some of its neighbors. They launched an attack on Pakistan. They attacked Iraq. So they're very, very nervous right now.
Does the U.S. military see this situation as something that's going to expand?
If so, they're not saying it publicly. We do know that that was one of the stated goals when they got into that situation off the coast of Gaza and Israel. They said they wanted to help Israel. They said they wanted to protect U.S. troops in the region, and they wanted to prevent this conflict from becoming a bigger one. It appears as though it is a bigger one because Israel is fighting with Hezbollah in Lebanon as well as Hamas in Gaza. There's the Houthis out on the Red Sea. There's also you have Iran over on the other side of the area, the region there, launching attacks in the Persian Gulf and against Iraq.
And really, we need to know, where does all this end? Is a bigger war coming to the Middle East?
I don't think that there's any doubt about that at this point. However, I don't think that it will turn out the way Iran wants it to, because Iran is behind all of this chaos that's going on in all of these countries. They are financing Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They're funding a lot of terror groups and militias in Iraq. The whole goal for them is one to try to establish dominance. And also, as I mentioned before, there is a bit of animosity that they're trying to essentially deploy here because of the fact that they were attacked by ISIS, and they know that they remain a target for ISIS. So there's going to be more of this before there's less of it. And as Hans Jacob Schindler, the senior director of the Counter-Extremism Project, said to us last week, the way this is going, there's only going to be one winner, and that winner will not be Iran. And a part of the reason for that is because Iran is attacking everybody around them, all of their neighbors. And so you know what happens when all of the neighbors gang up on the one bully kid. It's pretty much over for the kid.